Yes. And go. Secretary will call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, Durazo, Galgioni, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests be on the rail and in the gallery, please rise. We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing as we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag by Senator Brian Jones.
Good morning. Good morning. Is it on? Since this is Women's History Month, I'd like to combine St. Patrick and St. Bridget, both patron saints of Ireland. Patrick was a bishop, and rumor has it that so was Bridget. And Bridget is said to have miraculously changed water into beer. So what more do we need? So gracious and loving God, as we celebrate the lives of Patrick and Bridget, who brought harmony where there was conflict, today we pray, may the mantle of your peace cover those who are troubled and anxious. May peace be firmly rooted in our hearts and in our world. Inspire us to act justly and to reverence all that you have made. Calm us into a quietness that listens and heals. May we grow each day into greater wholeness of mind, body, and spirit. Amen.
Colleagues and guests, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we will move to privileges of the floor. Madam Pro Tem, are you prepared?
I am. Thank you, Mr. President. So, colleagues, following the inspirational prayer this morning, and in the spirit of Women's History Month, I wanted to take this opportunity to wish Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg a very happy birthday. There are few, if any, women alive today who have left more of a mark on American history or done more for women's equality than the notorious RBG. And it is only through her sheer determination and force of will that we even know her name today. Because despite her remarkable intellect, her moral clarity, and her relentless work ethic, she was dismissed and ignored and belittled at virtually every step of her career because she was a woman, is a woman. When she enrolled at Harvard Law School in 1956, she was one of just 9 women in her class of 500. She was ridiculed for even having the nerve to take the place of a man. She became the first woman to serve on the Harvard Law Review, all while caring for her 2-year-old child and her husband, who had been diagnosed with testicular cancer. And when she ultimately graduated at the top of her class from Columbia Law School in 1959, she couldn't even get an interview at a reputable law firm because she was a woman. As a law professor, she became the first woman to earn full tenure at Columbia Law School. As a trial lawyer and director of the groundbreaking Women's Rights Project for the ACLU, she successfully argued 6 cases on gender discrimination before the U.S. Supreme Court. In fact, ironically enough, she changed the landscape of gender discrimination law in America by arguing on behalf of men who had been denied government benefits, whether it was spousal allowance for the husband of a female officer in the Air Force or property tax exemptions for widowers. Of course, she went on to become the second woman ever to serve on the Supreme Court, and now, despite her diminutive stature, she is a towering figure in American history. It's difficult for me to imagine just how different our world would be without her today. So in recognition of Women's History Month, so that we know that you are aware it is all month, I want to take the privilege to wish Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg a happy birthday and many, 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 many more. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem, for that that moving birthday greeting. Senator Archuleta, are you prepared to introduce your guests?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I direct your attention to the gallery. I'm so honored today to look up and see so many educators there, and they're from my district, Little Lake City School District. And they are here to receive California League of Schools Award for their outstanding service in the children. The Schools to Watch Take Center Stage Program. Outstanding program recognizing kids throughout the state, and Little Lake School District is here to receive the award. So please join me in recognizing them in the gallery, our educators.
Well, we want to welcome you to the Senate chamber. Senator Manning, please introduce your guests.
Thank you, Mr. President. Welcome to the dais. And members and colleagues, it's my honor to welcome Leadership Morgan Hill here today, making the rounds in our state capitol. Please join me in a warm welcome for Leadership Morgan Hill.
Welcome. We'll now move messages from the governor. I'm sorry, under privileges of floor, Senator Glaser.
For purposes of announcement, Mr. President, members, we're also blessed this morning to have students from Foothill Middle School from Walnut Creek up here in the gallery. Please join me in giving them a warm welcome to the Senate. Welcome.
Seeing no other announcements, we will move to messages from the governor, which will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Now we're going to move to motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the Senate journals for March 11th through the 14th, 2019 will be approved as corrected by the minute clerk. Senator Chang, under motions and resolutions.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to request to remove SCR 15 from the inactive file.
Duly noted. Desk will note. Anybody else? Now we'll move to the consideration of the daily file. First up is second reading file, item one. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 173 with amendments.
Thank you. Now move to third reading. We will take up items 7, 9, and 10. Item 7 is Senator Portantino. Are you prepared?
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. Today I proudly stand to present SR 23 with
Senator Portantino. I'm kind of excited about today. Can the Secretary please read and then we'll proceed? Thank you.
Senate Resolution 23 by Senator Portantino relative to the 100th anniversary of the March 1st independent movement in Korea.
My apologies, Senator Portantino.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise again to proudly represent and present SR 23 with Dr. Pan. which my colleague from Northern California, which commemorates the 100th anniversary of Korea's March 1st independence movement. On the first day of the third month in 1919, the people of Korea peacefully demonstrated for independence. This independence movement was called Monsae. The movement was an opportunity to inform the world that the Korean people should become independent in accordance with the democracy and self-determination principles of Woodrow Wilson. This resolution highlights the integral role played by Korean-American communities in California during the movement, as many Korean immigrants worked long hours at orange and peach farms, not only to support their families, but to support the independent movement back in their home country. I learned that the very first anniversary celebration of the independence movement happened near Fresno in the cities of Reedley and Dinuba. And this significant event shows how historic our state's role in this and our diversity played in this independence movement. I believe this resolution truly reflects the long history and close friendship between our state and the Republic of Korea, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? Senator Pan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senators, I too rise in support of this resolution. I want to thank my good friend from La Canada, Flint Ridge, for bringing this resolution forward. Sometimes people wonder, here in this chamber, we have resolutions, we bring up issues that people say, well, that's not about the state of California, that's about somewhere else in the world. But we are not only, of course, leaders in the United States as the largest state in our country, but also leaders internationally. And I think the Korean community here showed that 100 years ago and standing up for independence for Korea, which, of course, happened. And I want to thank my good friend for recognizing this. And also on behalf of the API community, this is certainly a very important event in our history. Thank you, and I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Pence. Seeing no other mics up. Oh, Senator DeRazzo, I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you, Senator Portantino. I also stand in support. Senate District 24 represents the largest Korean-American community, certainly in the state of California, maybe in the country. So I also rise to recognize their contributions, and it's interesting to see that their first arrivals in towns like Reedley and Dinuba, where my late husband Miguel is from, and well established. So this is good news, things that we find out about our state that are really amazing. They're not, these are communities that have been here for a very, very long time. Sometimes we think of them as recent arrivals. But again, I stand to rise in support, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator, for your comments. Senator Hurtado?
Yes, I also rise in support and want to thank my colleague for, you know, putting this together. And of course, Reedley and Dinuba are both cities that I represent. So I appreciate the efforts and thank you so much.
Thank you for that. Seeing no other mics, Senator Portantino, Senator Borges. I think you guys are messing with me now. Senator Borges.
No, I just quickly wanted to express my gratitude for you bringing forward this item as well. Our support is with you.
Thank you, Senator Borges. Seeing no mics up, Senator Portantino.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues, and thank you
Excuse me, Senator Portantino. Senator Bradford, you like to weigh in? No? You know you're up here next week, correct? Okay. Yeah. Note to self. Senator Portantino, you may close.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. Thank you for your warm comments about SR-23. I'd also like to point out that I believe our former Lieutenant Governor and former Speaker of the Assembly, Cruz Bustamante, was also from Dinuba. So there's lots of connections to this capital, to this wonderful movement, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Secretary, we'll call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Bates. Bill.
Aye.
Borges,
aye.
Bradford,
aye.
Caballero,
aye.
Cheng,
aye.
Dodd,
aye.
DeRazzo,
aye.
Galgioni,
aye.
Glazer,
aye.
Grove,
Hertzberg,
aye. Hill,
aye.
Hueso,
aye.
Hurtado,
aye.
Jackson,
aye.
Jones,
aye.
Leva,
aye.
McGuire,
aye.
Mitchell,
aye.
Monning,
aye.
Morlock,
aye.
Morrill,
aye.
Nilsson, Aye. Aye. Pan.
Aye.
Aye. Portantino.
Aye.
Aye. Roth.
Aye.
Aye. Rubio.
Aye.
Aye. Skinner.
Aye.
Aye. Stern.
Aye.
Aye. Stone.
Aye.
Aye. Umberg.
Aye.
Aye. Wachowski.
Aye.
Aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Aye.
The vote is 36 aye, no noes. The resolution is adopted. So congratulations, Mr. Portantino. Now we are moving on to item 9. Senator Durazzo, are you prepared to present your resolution?
Pass on file.
Okay, pass on file. We'll now move to item 10. Senator Caballero, are you prepared to present your resolution? Pass on file. Okay, well, that completes the daily file. And now we'll move on to committee announcements. Any committee announcements? Oh, Senator Skinner.
The Public Safety Budget Committee Sub 5 will meet 15 minutes after the floor adjourns.
Thank you, Senator Skinner. Senator Roth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Budget Subcommittee Number 1, Education, will meet at 9:45 in room 3191.
Thank you, sir. Senator Pan.
Thank you. Budget Subcommittee Number 3 on Health and Human Services will convene in room 4203 at 9:35. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Senator Wiener, okay, please.
Yes. Budget Subcommittee 4 will be meeting in 10 minutes after adjournment in room 2040.
Okay, thank you so much. We are going to return back to privileges of the floor for Senator Allen.
Very, very brief moment to let everyone know that the board of the California State Summer School for the Arts is here. This is a partially public, partially privately funded summertime program for talented arts students from around the state who go to Cal Arts every summer and have this wonderful, transformative, integrative arts education experience. And they're all here talking shop about their great work promoting arts education in our schools and for these wonderful students. So just want to welcome them here today.
Chatting with them.
Cal Arts is an incredible institution. Was in the home of the 30th Assembly District, and 98% of all animators at Disney graduate from CalArts. It's not in my Senate district. I can hit it with a stone, but it's not in. We're going to go back to committee assignments. Committee announcements. Senator Wachowski.
Budget and Fiscal Review Subcommittee 2 will be meeting 15 minutes after adjournment in room 112.
Thank you, sir. At this point, we will be returning to motions and resolutions, and this would be the appropriate time for adjourn in memories. Senator Skinner.
Colleagues, I ask that you join me in adjourning in memory of Victor McElhaney, a proud Oakland native, a talented drummer, a gun control activist, and a student at USC, who would have been 22 next month, this April. Victor was tragically killed in an apparent robbery attempt near his school, USC. He was in the parking lot of a market with some friends. He was the son of my friend, Oakland Council member Lynette McElhaney and Clarence McElhaney. He studied jazz at the Oakland Public Conservatory of Music. Then he went to Cal State East Bay and transferred to USC to continue his music studies. Victor was very deliberate in connecting his study of jazz music to its origins by African Americans in our American South. He grew up surrounded by a community of activists,
but he was finding his stride as an independent activist in his own right. He was an independent soul. Lynette described to me that he was the only baby that she'd ever met that cried when she held him too long because he wanted his own space. And I'm sorry if I'm breaking up, but I can't imagine losing my baby. A fellow student remembered him as outspoken and a person who challenged everyone around him in a way that would advance our culture and the culture that was so dear to him. He was rooted in his music, in his community, and in his faith. He mentored teens, both when he was in high school and while he first started college in the East Bay area, still in Oakland. So he mentored teens at the Oakland Public Conservatory of Music. And when he went to USC, he was an active member of the Center for Black Cultural and Student Affairs. Did I mention that he was killed just last Saturday night? His mother, Councilmember McElhaney, established Oakland's Department of Violence Prevention after her adopted grandson, Torian Hughes, was also died from gun violence in 2015. And Lynette was attending the trial for that shooter in these last couple of weeks. So she was at that trial just last week. Here's what Lynette, Victor's mother, expressed in a press event when she and Clarence, Victor's father, were appealing to please have those who shot him and were involved in the incident to come forward, or for anyone who knew about it to come forward. This is what she said. Victor was always expanding her borders. He is not just a homicide number. He came into the world a drummer. He could drum before he even could sit up. He believed music could heal the world from violence, sickness, and addiction. And his desire to bring what he called music medicine is what brought him to UCLA to study music, or USC, apologies. Lynette stated very clearly that statistics show that black and brown boys in the age of teenagers to young adults are more likely to die from gun violence than their white peers. And in Oakland alone, that is a 63% higher likelihood. But she also stated very clearly, it's an epidemic that we, that America can cure. And she challenged us to do so. And her message is to do what Victor told her and told the students that he mentored. He said, change the vibration. Send love out as a healing energy. Use music to heal. And send that healing energy from Oakland to the world. Let Victor be the reason we no longer have to rob or steal or take a life. We all want our nation and our cities to heal. And for that, Councilmember McElhaney, her family, her church, and many others who are working with her will continue to do that work and use Victor as their guide. And I hope we all do. And they have set up a memorial fund in his honor to help fund that work that will be administered by BOSS, which is an East Bay nonprofit dedicated to ending homelessness, mass incarceration, and community violence. I thank you for joining me in his adjourning this session in his memory.
Thank you, Senator Skinner, for that moving tribute, and condolences from the Senate to the McElhaney family. Senator Mitchell, are you weighing in on this adjourned in memory? Okay, thank you. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you to my colleague from the East Bay for that powerful recount. I think the banner headline from the councilwoman in the LA Times sums it up for everybody, and she said, permission to read?
Please.
Thank you. And I quote, I miss my baby. You know, they're on spring break. And how many of us remember spring break at 21? Not a care in the world. And so what I think is important as we adjourn in his memory, that we also recognize the ripple effect gun violence creates and the sense of trauma that the broader community is going to experience as a result of this young man losing his life. He was one of only a handful of black students at USC's School of Music, the Thornton School of Music. He was in jazz studies, so he was in the contemporary division, one of only a handful of black students. The dean has spoken, the president has spoken, professors in the School of Music have talked about the trauma the entire school is going to experience as a result of this act of violence. And so as we adjourn in his memory and hold our dear friend the councilwoman up to give her the strength she's going to need as a mother to go forward as a public servant and serve her community and continue the conversation about the impact of violence in all of our communities, I think it's important for all of us to be mindful of the impact trauma really has on our communities. Those students, the black students, all the students on that campus will forever be impacted by the loss of their 21-year-old classmate. And so sometimes our conversations around violence, whose community, your community, not my community, whether guns are good or bad, gets lost in the sheer trauma of a lost life at the age of 21, hanging out on spring break, like all of us had the freedom and luxury to do. Some more free to do so than others. So I too rise to lift up the memory of this bright young star, a future leader, someone who had the creativity and forethought to want to combine black studies and jazz studies to help touch a whole new generation of young people across our great state. And I rise in his memory.
Thank you so much, Senator Mitchell. Seeing no other mics, if there's no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Mr. President, and congratulations on a first session having presided under your belt. And to all of my colleagues, please enjoy the weekend at home with family and loved ones, even more so given the end of our session. We will reconvene on Monday at 2 p.m. Colleagues, have a great weekend.
The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. And again, we will reconvene here Monday at 2 p.m. Have a great weekend, members.